It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The National Park Service turned 100 years old in 2016, and to celebrate, intrepid couple Jonathan Irish and Stephanie Payne went on a trip. They set out to visit every national park in America in 1 year. Jonathan is a photographer represented by National Geographic, and Stephanie works for NASA as a communications strategist. But this wasn't some cushy trip.
If you were to look at it on a map, it would look like a kind of a snake, actually. Like, we worked our way up the East Coast as far north as we could before we hit too much weather.
There are 59 parks in the national park system, from Maine to Alaska, all the way to American Samoa. Jonathan explains the couple began in Everglades National Park in Florida on January 1st, 2016, to give a warm start to an epic, nearly 50,000-mile journey.
We made it as far north as Cuyahoga Valley in Ohio, kind of in the early spring, and then went southwest from there through Hot Springs, Arkansas, all the way to Texas. So we got tired of the cold weather and immediately went southwest to Texas, and then worked kind of north through that, through Death Valley and west, kind of on our way up towards Alaska, working up the west coast of California. And then we headed for Alaska, you know, right after the spring. So probably in June, mid-June, spent 2 months in Alaska, crisscrossing all of Alaska, and then headed back and went through Montana and through, the Rocky Mountains, and then kind of hit southwest after that, and then finished up going to the warm weather parks of the Pacific. So the Haleakala in Hawaii, volcanoes in Hawaii and American Samoa. And then we finished in Pinnacles National Park in California. So jig-jagging all throughout the country there.
Stephanie, some of these national parks, of course, have a lot of wilderness, a lot of friendly rangers. I wonder if you had any close calls, either with natural phenomena, rivers that are higher than you thought, or maybe a bear that was a little hungry.
I had a pretty challenging meeting with some glacier moraine and tundra in Wrangell St. Elias National Park in Alaska. It's the largest national park in the system in terms of size, and it is just wild and rugged and mean, and that trail just worked me over, and I was in tears many times on this five-day adventure. But it's interesting how that resonates and stays in your memory. You know, Wrangell remains one of my favorite parks of the year because I really pushed myself out there. It's just an experience I'll take forever and remember forever. It was amazing.
We had a lot of crazy experiences like that. I mean, we rented a houseboat in Voyagers and actually ended up on a rock one time. We crashed it on a rock, one of our first crashes of the trip. We were in a bush plane in Alaska that had an engine problem, so we had to make an emergency landing there. We had two flat tires along the trip, and actually hiking out of the Grand Canyon one time, we had a boulder come down from the top of the Grand Canyon and just kind of missed me, probably about 15 feet from me. Really scary experience coming down. So we had a lot of crazy adventures here and there.
To tell me a little bit more about this emergency plane landing, what happened?
Yeah, so we were, in Alaska, you have to fly basically everywhere. So we had 24 bush flights throughout our time in Alaska. And this was flying into the gates of the Arctic National Park. And we didn't know much about bush planes at that moment. But a lot of the planes in Alaska are like these old bush planes. And bush planes have two magnetos, which are basically what fires the engine. And so we're flying and everything's fine, and suddenly this one magneto blows. And it was like a huge explosion on the plane. Nothing blew up. It just sounded like a huge explosion. And then the engine died, right? So you have this one suspended moment where there's no engine at all, and you're flying, and that's a very strange feeling. So then the pilot kicks the engine back on, and he's like, well, we've got to, make an emergency landing because that's our last magneto. If that one blows, then we're in real trouble. Luckily, there was a lake close by, so we could just, glide down onto the lake.
Because it was a float plane, so had it been a tundra plane, we probably wouldn't have been able to land on that lake. So
yeah.
I want to imagine in this situation that it's like the movies where you had some kind of super confident pilot who just kind of looks over and goes, oh, there's that magneto again. It'll be fine. I hope it was like that.
I thought we were going to die. You know, I had tears running down my face, but he was amazing. In fact, I have a little fear of flying, and I looked at the pilot at that moment to see his reaction, you know, kind of the way if a kid falls, you try not to overreact so as not to scare them. So I always look at the pilot to see if they're freaked out and kind of gauge how I should act from there. And he just looked cool and calm. And so it was okay.
And you'll never be afraid of another commercial flight after those bush planes and after Alaska. Stephanie, people can look at some of the great photographs that you and Jonathan took on thegreatestroadtrip.com and also on our website at thetakeaway.org. But you've seen 59 parks now, and you mentioned you started in Everglades. You're all the way up in Alaska. You're seeing volcanoes. You're seeing Acadia. Can you wrap your head around just the enormous difference, the diversity of what you saw going to all these parks?
No, and they're all so different from one another and so distinct. And one thing I really love is that just knowing that there were champions in each of the park, you know, that was someone's life's work, was to save each particular park. And I just really enjoy knowing that they've always been very important places to people who have gone there.
You know, at the same time, you guys, we were on a recent reporting trip ourselves in Montana. We went to Glacier National Park, which was absolutely beautiful. But there was no way around some bad news in a place like Glacier, which is that the glaciers themselves are disappearing rapidly. The scientists who work there told us they're not coming back because of climate change. You went on a beautiful trip, but I don't think that all of what you saw was probably easy to take in.
No, and another example of that is in Glacier Bay. We met a lot of the local people there who've lived there for 40, 50 years, and they've said that they've seen the ice retreat. They can mark it with their eyes and point to where it was 40 years ago and where it is now. And we're talking hundreds of feet. And that is just amazing to wrap your head around the visible change in that.
And, you know, a lot of people ask us about what we think of that. And really, our goal is to inspire people to care about these places. And through sharing the beauty of them, I think we can do more to inspire people to care about them than to highlight some of the dangers and some of the things that are going on.
59 national parks in the span of 1 year. Jonathan Irish and Stephanie Payne, thank you both so much.
Thank you, Todd, for having me.
Thank you, Todd.
Jonathan Irish is a professional photographer represented by National Geographic, and Stephanie Payne is a communication strategist at NASA. You can find more about their book and some photos from their journey by visiting our website, thetakeaway.org.
This is Darlene from Bend, Oregon. My most memorable visit to a national park was my first day working for the Yosemite Trail Crew in the late 90s. And I couldn't believe that I was about to be paid for working in the greatest place I had ever seen and that my work days would be spent gazing out in awe and wonder.
This is Laurie in Oakland, California. My most memorable trip to a national park in the U.S. was in May of 2011. When I went to Yosemite for a week with my mom. It was 2 months before she was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic cancer. We hiked all over the place and no one knew she was ill because she was so strong and extraordinary.
This is Tim from Charleston, South Carolina. We visited the Mighty Five in Utah last summer. Spectacular parks, clean facilities, and helpful park personnel. A must-do in your lifetime.
Tell us your national park story. You can call us at 8778-MYTAKE. You can tweet us at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.